This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Any way they want to do it, and take away your Second Amendment, erase your borders, throw open the jailhouse doors, and destroy your freedoms. We must elect more Republicans. We have to do that.
The announcement of the retirement of Supreme Court Justice Anthony Kennedy is giving Republicans a boost heading into what's probably going to be pretty tough midterm elections for Congress. You just heard President Trump there talking about electing Republicans. So it's interesting to see where we're at, and that's been the topic of the conversation across the land, certainly, and here on America Tonight as we kick this off. Kate Delaney hanging with you. Bob Ney is in our virtual green room, the former congressman from Ohio from Talk Media News. Bob, this is huge news, isn't it?
Well, Kate, it sure is, and I talked to my favorite Democratic consultant, a longtime friend of mine, who calls me periodically to say it's all over with, the House is done, the Senate's going Democratic, and so I tonight said, well, what do you think about this one? So we've had our conversations, because, you know, this whole thing is so up in the air all the way around. It's not set blue or red, but this one's a big deal, and especially because, you know, Kennedy was appointed, Anthony Kennedy, by Ronald Reagan. But if you look at some of his positions on abortions and gay rights, in particular, a capital punishment, et cetera, he would tend to be what Republicans would call more on the liberal side. So this would be probably an opportunity for President Trump to appoint somebody who is going to be there for, you know, a generation if they're younger, and would be probably more conservative than Justice Kennedy was. And, of course, he's going to finish July 31st. Now you've got Chuck Schumer, the Democratic leader, who's going, you know, out of his mind on this, because, after all, we remember what happened when Mitch McConnell, the Republican, wouldn't give Obama an appointment because it's, you know, you got to wait till the end of the election. So that's what Schumer wants on this one. He wants McConnell to wait.
Wow. What's your best guess on this? I mean, there's not a lot of conversation necessarily about that because of the shifting of the chairs, except for Republicans get a little bit of that edge. Is there anybody's name who's popped out?
No, you know, right now, usually you hear something, you know.
Yeah.
Right away, and but, you know, there's been nothing. I'm sure it'll happen soon, because McConnell, it doesn't matter what he did when Obama was president. He's going to be, you know, hypocritical, obviously, on what he did then and what he does now. And they're going to, while they've got the votes, because, you know, they don't need the supermajority to do this, so they're going to pick somebody right after the 31st is what they're going to do. So I think that we'll start to hear, you know, something. I bet you tomorrow morning we'll start to hear some names.
Yeah. Well, certainly there's a huge buzz over that. The other thing is, man, oh, man, what is happening with Maxine Waters? And she's like kind of the silent assassin in D.C. over her comments. And then, at least that's what Republicans are saying, a lot of them feel threatened now by the public. Have you been following that game plan?
Well, yes, I have, because, Kate, I chaired the Housing Subcommittee, and each chairman, we were Republican control, has a ranking member, and my ranking member was Maxine Waters. And Maxine and I worked together on the committee. She actually moved President Bush's American Dream down payment bill, by the way. We had joint hearings together, Maxine and I did, in down in New Orleans. We worked well. She was very cooperative on a lot of things. But, her aggression and anger, these years later with Trump is something I've been watching since he became president with Maxine. Now, Maxine's no, wallflower. She's always been aggressive and outspoken. But the Democratic side is very uncomfortable, including Nancy Pelosi, Kate, with what Maxine's saying, because the Republicans are going to seize it and say that she's trying to advocate violence is what they're going to do. So the Democratic side, I think, is trying to say, curtail it a little bit to her.
I
doubt they'll be successful. So.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, so that's going on. Again, it's the Supreme Court Justice Kennedy retiring. That's the super, super big news. But then there's rumblings about who's going to run next time around, and there was these polls that were done that show that Biden could be a front runner. Is Joe Biden going to run for president?
I don't think he will. Joe Biden missed his opportunity. You know, it's because of his son. His son passed.
Yeah.
And that took, and his son was, by the way, I knew him, and he was just a wonderful young man. And Joe Biden, if you've ever met him, you know, people that know him, he's really a great guy. I mean, I can't say enough about Biden. He's kind of gregarious and wild and touchy-feely, but he's a great guy. I think he missed his moment. And I just predict he won't run again. Elizabeth Warren is absolutely out. I mean, look, everybody said, well, there's the next presidential, candidate right after the election. Elizabeth Warren, there's absolutely no way she's going to run. So there is a huge void out there on the Democratic side. I just can't see Biden running. I can't imagine he would.
Yeah, I can't either. I don't know. Who do you think would be the front runner?
Well, Cory Booker would like to run, Senator Booker, but I just don't think it's time yet. I've been trying to rack my brain about who would run, and I honestly right now can't think of anybody that. It's kind of sad when you can't think of somebody, that would be the potential front runner.
I know. Usually there is. Usually somebody emerges.
Not right now.
Wow. All right, interesting stuff as always. Bob Nay, thank you. Have
thank
a good
you.
One.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Coming up this hour, we've got the mailbag, of course, Invade the Man Cave. World Cup's going on. I know some of you are following World Cup in between everything else that seems to be hitting us in all sorts of directions. But there's no doubt that the list is being gathered of who will replace Kennedy, and certainly the conversations are happening about the balance of the court and what does that mean, and what does that mean about some of the laws that are out there that could be challenged, and what's on the books now, and the rulings that Kennedy was involved in, that he was part of, because certainly he had been there a while. Other than that, I can recall off the top of my head was a major one, Citizens United, of course, a landmark campaign finance ruling back in 2010, which paved the big way for that unprecedented influx of outside money in electoral politics, like the super PACs.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. people who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Yeah, we all sound tormented, don't we? We're going to zig and zag in a few different directions. I like to say that what happens here is the crossroads of everything that's going on around the U.S. and what the buzz is in the land. And certainly the buzz in the land is a couple of things. One, the fact that Justice Kennedy is retiring. So who will be on that list of potential replacements for Kennedy? And some of what landmark decisions he was involved in. In the meantime, as well, there is the story of the Trump people, the officials who've been harassed by the public, and the list is starting to grow much longer. People in Lexington, Kentucky, gave their opinion after the owner of the Red Hen in Lexington asked Sarah Huckabee Sanders to leave. So from Sarah Sanders getting booted from a restaurant to a Senate intern shouting the F word at the president, a number of politicians have been disrespected or hassled by political opponents. It's been kind of crazy. And the concerns grew much bigger when Congresswoman Maxine Waters urged activists to continue hounding Trump cabinet members wherever and whenever they could find them. So calls from a sitting congresswoman for constituents to confront officials was too much for even Chuck Schumer and House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi, who really repudiated her remarks, and Paul Ryan called for an apology from Maxine Waters on what she had said. So, you know, Stephen Miller, the White House advisor in downtown Washington, demonstrators converged on his house because they were saying he was one of the architects of the zero-tolerance immigration policy, which, of course, ignited the fuse. Kristen Nielsen, the Department of Homeland Security Secretary, she was confronted when people were screaming shame when she was dining at a Mexican restaurant, ironically, in Washington. That was something that happened. Mike Pence, who was really never an ally of the LGBTQ community, was greeted by a display of rainbow flags by his new neighbors when he first moved to Washington. I mean, there's a couple of crazy things kind of happening. And is it Maxine Waters? Is it the climate that's out there? She certainly didn't help anything. I don't think you can completely put it on her. The timing, though, is poor for what we've seen happen lately, because you're just fanning those flames. But it's the scary thing would be if something really happened to somebody, and that has not, thank goodness, but it is scary to think that somebody could make some kind of a crazy attempt, and maybe they would be churned up because of comments that were made, and that is the danger always in these scenarios, that will this go just a little bit too far? Will it go so far over the edge that somebody pays the ultimate price? And hopefully, no is the answer to that question. Ooh, no. In the meantime, there is conversation besides Kennedy's role and who's going to replace him, and targeted members associated with the president, people associated with the Prez through their jobs at the White House, and is that list going to grow, and where are they finding them, and ultimately what's the conclusion here, to a couple of other stories. There's no question that what's going to happen in the midterm elections will be some of the blowback from what we're seeing created now. November is definitely going to be a referendum on the president. However it turns out, it is a very big slice of what we're seeing. And Republicans, some of the moderate, are not expecting to be losing the way some of them are in a dozen or so states, because they thought they were riding on some pretty good coattails with some of the recent polls for the president. The answer to that is it depends on the scenario, the place, the situation. And that's kind of all over the map, as you would expect, you know, as you would expect it to be. Another conversation that we're going to talk about when we get to this segment, when we get to Invade the Man Cave, is the LeBron James sweepstakes. Besides ESPN's The Body Issue, where you have naked athletes and man, some of them are in such incredible shape, and how brave to pose completely naked and cleverly having some parts covered that need to be covered. But wow, oh wow, oh wow. And I think there's a little bit of buzz over some of the poses people are in. Greg Norman, for example, is one of them. He's got a golf club and he's posing and he's naked right there on the course. That'd be very strange to shoot that. But anyway, we'll talk more about it when we get to Invade the Man Cave. the Mexican people go to the polls this week, and 132 candidates have been killed since campaigning began. That is frightening. That many people have been hurt or injured. For a country numbed by escalating violence, the toll, the campaign season that they're seeing is horrific. 22 of Mexico's 32 states have been a political, have seen a political assassination since campaigning started in September. One of the most shocking deaths happened earlier this month. A congressional candidate was posing for a photo with somebody. Fernando Puron had just left a debate in the northern state of Coachella and vowed to tackle crime when a man walked up to him from behind and shot him in the head. That is cold. Oof, that is cold, my friends. Election Day, unlike in the U.S., is Sunday, when voters elect the country's new president and fill thousands of congressional, state, and local seats. Peña Nieto cannot run for re-election because presidents are limited to 1 6-year term. Aware, aware, will the people's vote go? Lots of them trying to figure out how to end the violence and end some of the horrible things that are happening in Mexico. The doping of tourists, dropping things into their drinks, then assaulting them when they don't even know it, and taking their money, and in some cases in some pretty nice hotels. So I would think that would be part of it, disarming, looking for something, drugs, something on their possession, I suppose, would be what would happen or what people would look for. So I say now if you get a drink, you better make sure you know who's had the drink and what hands have they have been and when are you getting it. So you don't get caught into whatever nonsense or shell game they're playing in some of these Mexican upscale, too, by the way, resort towns. Wow. And then we have the story of, quickly finishing this segment, beer being rationed in the UK. Can you imagine? Because of a shortage of carbon dioxide, somebody get those people some. They need that fizz to make the beer and the soda. Mailbag coming up on the flip side here on ATN.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The big NATO meeting is coming up quickly
And President Trump's face-to-face session next week with Vladimir Putin is of some concern on Capitol Hill. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell doesn't seem to have any problems with the president meeting one-on-one with the Russian president.
I won't give him any advice about how that meeting should be conducted or who else should be in the room.
Top Senate Democrat Charles Schumer worries about the president meeting alone with Putin, calling the Russian leader very clever.
I am very much afraid what he would give away without any advisors to keep him in check.
Senate Foreign Relations Committee Chairman Bob Corker warns Putin is not a friend to democracy, capitalism, or efforts to fight corruption. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Mail, letters, papers, and packages delivered by carrier, train, and plane, sent and delivered through post, regardless of sunshine or rain. Carriers, to home in person, letters, paper, they may have some fun and arrive a little later.
Oh, it's so cool to hear that. So, yes, it means we are going to the mailbag.
Trucks.
Did you send me anything in the mail? If you did, then guess what? You might be up for me to read your email on this segment. So let's go to it quickly. This one is from Tamster, who says, "Hey, Delaney, what's happening in your world? I've got to say, I feel lucky that I'm not on that hit list of people being harassed. How ridiculous is that to go stand out at restaurants and yell things out at people, no matter how you feel? There are certainly better, more effective ways, I think, to protest. Ultimately, it just makes the Dems look bad. They keep shooting themselves in the foot, even when they're given an opening. What do you say?" Absolutely. If I were a Democratic strategist, I would strangle Maxine Waters, whether she's really responsible for that or not. It keeps blowing back to her because it's so easy, right? Look what she said. You can't take that back. Oh, brother. This one is from Frank, and Frank has this to say. "Katie, I know you keep up on these kinds of things when we talk about the comings and goings and the passages of people. How about Joe Jackson, who was the father of Michael Jackson, had all of those grandchildren, children, etc., and he died at the age of 89. He was at the film festival a few years ago where he was photographed a lot, and I think that's the one that we're seeing for the obituary. But this is on the heels of losing the patriarch of Pawn Stars, Richard Harrison, who died a few days before Joe Jackson. He was 77 and made a name for himself with that Pawn Star store in Las Vegas and the TV show that just absolutely exploded. Yeah, I knew that store when I lived in Vegas, and that show came on the air in 2009, and sure, it became part of history. And it's been a weird year for losses. I mean, listen, it's inevitable, right? This hangs in the balance, but it just seems as though there are, it seems as though that there were a lot of people, of noteworthy people, whose names we heard a lot, especially in the last 3 or 4 months. And then, of course, the sad tale of Anthony Bourdain in early June, found dead in his hotel room in France. And then Kate Spade, too, just a few days before that. In between Kate Spade and Anthony Bourdain and around them, there were others that died as well, including Dwight Clark, who was so known for The Catch, and he was just 61, but he had ALS, such a popular player. So some young, some old, some would say unfair. We always say that when someone's younger. I mean, what is the age where you say, well, you know, they lived a good life and they had all these things, and things that happened to them that were super positive, and the family members that were surrounding them, that always seems to be the fallback line, I suppose. But you can't say much about Anthony Bourdain and Kate Spade. I think that was your big bookend shockers, without a doubt. How about this one from Francesca, who says, hello, Kate Delaney and listeners of America Tonight. How about Judge Kennedy retiring leaves a huge hole in the court, and now the replacement to be named shortly, I would assume, because somebody will be picked off a list of 25 potential nominees. They usually put it together. Kennedy's decision to step down July 31st will touch off a battle between conservatives and liberals in the Capitol. The back and forth over who's next. And this is what happens depending on who's president and who are the nominees. So there are names that are popping up, like Brett Kavanaugh, who is a judge on the U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia. That's a name that's surfaced. And there are certainly other names that have come up. The new list of the 25. I think the old list, some of those people were left off this time, but others were added. But this is a legacy pick for Trump. Trump's nominees all fit the same pattern, narrow, who would fall into the voting side of corporations, I would think, and other interests that we saw before from a Kennedy-like judge is what I'm trying to say. So, as the Supreme Court makes some pretty interesting rulings, now there's a member that's going to be gone, and the echoes of who's going to replace is quite fascinating to watch. This one is from Jack. Jack says, Kate, sometimes people with the big checkbooks that spend the big money on the big fancy cars pay. How about the story of Toyota's... I love when you guys always say, how about that story? How about the story of the Toyota's Lexus brand? They're recalling 121,000 cars because of fuel leaks in the engine that can cause fires. And there are certain makes and models that are being called back. Dealers are going to have to replace the fuel delivery pipe with a new one containing improved parts at no cost to the customers. So that's pretty big. The recall covers 121,000 cars worldwide because of fuel leaks in the engine that can cause those fires. So they have to just replace that part. The fuel delivery pipe, which actually is pretty big, with a new car, with a new one containing improved parts at no cost to the customers, that part's okay. If you're not served with a big bill at the end of it. Here's one from Tommy who wants to talk about technology. Kate, bring back Technology Tuesday. I like that. Usually a bunch of interesting apps and some inventions seem to come out around then. I don't know if you've seen it, but Elon Musk is pushing very hard for space colonization after this new study. Well, this debate over humans and colonizing and everything in between, certainly it's hard to pinpoint when that can happen. They're pushing for it, and there are details that have emerged about SpaceX. But, boy, you really, you know, talk about uncharted territory. In one way, it would be exciting. In another way, it would be terrifying. It would be absolutely gut-wrenching, I think, to be the guinea pigs. I'm just saying. It would be tough. All right, did you see Jurassic World yet? We got this cheap movie review from Jake, who says, thumbs up to Jurassic World. Kate, I don't know. I apologize if you said this, but it seems like anything he puts his name on, especially anything Jurassic-related, really explodes. And we know that that movie has really taken off again. So there is this quest for dinosaur bones and what can I see, and the movie Fallen Kingdom pulled in $150 million in the opening weekend. It's made more than $711 million since it opened overseas. So now I don't know, when people come to visit, do they, and they're from someplace else, do they think they're going to get the dinosaurs? I want the dinosaur experience. Well, I'm sorry, we don't have the dinosaur experiences. Right. We don't. We don't have it. But what we do have is donut fries. Wow. Donut fries. Think of it as just massive carbs. So this takeaway is from Beth, who says, Kate, I've tasted these Dunkin' fries. They are to die for. You'll have to taste them as well. Thanks to all of you for listening to that segment. We're bouncing to the end of the hour with Invade the Man Cave. On the flip side. Like a kid so running wild. When I come alive. Now let's go wild.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited. A name you can trust.
I love the pipes on this man cave. So in the man cave, I pose this question to all of you listening, 855-266-6283. Would you feel confident enough in your body to pose naked no matter how old you are? And you have maybe a hat on and your equipment and that's it. Yasiel Puig, for example, has peanuts that he is throwing up in the air, symbolizing, of course, baseball, and covering his privates are is the whole tray of the peanuts. But he cuts an incredible figure, and this is the whole idea of the body issue. Jerry Rice running with a football above or in the hills, I should say. He looks like he's fit as can be, and that's how he's dressed. He's not dressed. So it's the body issue, and it's very intriguing to me how they set it up. They're beautiful pictures, actually. How the people are asked, the whole thing from A to Z, and how, I mean, obviously they feel good about it, but what the reaction is, I suppose, to it is very big. There were some big soccer matches today, and the soccer matches taking place in and around Italy at various spots. And on Thursday, you've got Poland and Japan and Senegal and Colombia and Belgium and England, although they'll certainly move on, but they're playing in this. And Tunisia and Panama. Wow, I know what I'll be doing, putting a dent in the couch. I don't know about the rest of you, but for me, I know that that's exactly what I will do. All right, World Cup, World Cup, World Cup. You don't see, or you do see, kids playing soccer. And the significance of that is that may symbolize future fans that will go out and watch the USA soccer team. I've seen it. People always point to, well, look, it's happening in other places, and other places are very different than the United States. In fact, I would argue that it'd be great to know a little of what to encounter versus nothing. So as I think about the upcoming season, I'm wondering for all of you how you feel about, as we look at the NFL season, how you feel about World Cup and what's happening in World Cup. Like I say, the more exciting the match, the more it pulls you in. Check out this goal for Brazil when a fired up, emotional player takes charge.
Neymar went with a short corner last time. 26-year-old superstar will take this one to the middle. Thiago Silva! 2-0 Brazil!
So that was Silva's goal. So when you look at the soccer results, Brazil beat Serbia 2-0. How about South Korea? Bye-bye, Germany. I mean, geez, they were favored in this 2-0. Sweden knocks off Mexico 3-0. Costa Rica and Switzerland tie at 2. And then Thursday, as I was mentioning, Poland and Japan, Colombia and Senegal, Belgium and England, Tunisia and Panama. We're almost at the All-Star break. So while those teams vie for the round of 16, what happens at the All-Star break? Players get rest and players go to be seen, particularly if the ballpark is their home ballpark. It's hard to shaft the home team, isn't it? Of course it is. So who's going to be there and who's not going to be there? There are some divisions that they're so close, and others you could drive a truck for how far apart they are. But a second season is needed for a few of the people out there. Definitely. You see what's happened to the Brewers, and they've gotten red hot, and they were beaten by the Royals 5-4 the other night. The Mariners shut down the Orioles in a tight one, 8-7. Phillies blanked the Yanks 3-0, and the Red Sox 9, the Angels 6. That's a final. In case you were wondering that you want to take back that shirt you had and put in your locker room. I'm just saying, after all, I'm just saying. Training camps open soon, and there are storylines popping up all over the place. Certain superstar players who might be on the other side of 30 but still have some crazy mad skills could get picked up, could be picked up. So in saying that, in looking at rosters and who's going to go where and long-term deals, short-term deals, whatever they might be, Le'Veon Bell feels pretty confident. He's very optimistic about landing a long-term contract with the Pittsburgh Pirates. In fact, here's what he had to say earlier today.
You know, it's a business, you know. Obviously, the people in the organization try to do what's best for them. You know, I'm trying to do what's best for me. We're working on it. We're a lot closer than we were last year at this time, you know, and that's what I'm happy about. None of that matters if we don't get it done, you know. So hopefully we'll try to get something done, you know, and that's what I'm looking forward to. I got confidence we'll get it done, so I want to do it.
Wow. Le'Veon Bell earned $12.12 million on last year's tag. The percentage increases 120% on a second leg to 144% on a third. Wow. And you heard him say the franchise does what's best for them. whatever is they feel is best for them. Is it to slap on the franchise tag? You know, you look at Bell, he's just 26. He's earned every one of, I think, 8,000 yards, offensive yards, in five seasons. He even missed 18 regular season games. He has crazy mad skills. Crazy mad. He figures a way to get it done. So the rosters, we'll come back to the rosters in the next couple of weeks as we go through and try to put into perspective who's doing what, where they fall, some of the pickups and how they're melding in. Pretty interesting. So teams are cutting deals with players, and other teams don't have a deal to give, and other teams don't want to commit. It's the game of patience, as I always like to say. Patience pays, however and for how long it is. Sad story, speaking of football, Annabelle Bolin, the wife of Denver Broncos owner Pat Bolin, announced Wednesday she was diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease. She said she decided to make her diagnosis public right away in the hopes that it continues to raise awareness for people battling Alzheimer's and the people who love them, who are stuck in this situation, horrific situation. And sometimes if it goes downhill fast, they have to make some pretty tough moves. Like, I think it's just a reminder of it, that they used it and it was a unique story, and so why not put it out there? And that looks like it to me. Yeah. Oof. Pat Bolin stepped down in 2014 because of Alzheimer's. Wow. I forgot all about that. And now with Annabelle Bolin fighting the same thing, it really shines a light on it. A big, big light. Let me say it again. A big, big light. Or at least a candle or two. Oh my, oh my. An attempt at humor. Free agency for 32 teams. That can be tough. And who are the free agent guys that are out there? There's a lot of them. There's players they can trade. There's players they can pick up. It's like the New Jersey Devils. Ken Panico, who we have on the show, has talked about that. And what they need to do when they're pulling resources together. And that's happening more than you would think. You look at a list and you target the list and see where you end up, but then you're shifting gears, and you know what they say, I could find something wrong. You let me lose in the house, I could find something wrong in every single room. So sad. Thanks for listening to this hour. You, and the short woman in the front, thank you.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.